We're also looking into, in the long run, there's means of kind of automating the application for the appointments. So we could have basically a computer churning out in a way so that people, instead of being taken advantage of by people who are going to try to sell them an appointment, that we can have, you know, the most efficient way of basically getting the people who need those to have those slots. This is a really pressing time. People need, you know, basic means of presenting themselves to their government, which is behaving in an increasingly racist and repressive authoritarian manner. In that context, you know, it's important that people be able to get all of the rights and services.
So we are here at the Intercambio, and we are having a training for driver's license. And I want to ask you, why are you organizing this? Why is it? What's at stake? Why are we mobilizing as citizens and getting a training?
We're organizing this training as a civic organization that's filling, as you mentioned, a gap that, you know, the society and the state should be filling by making sure that people have easy access to their basic rights as citizens, as residents, as non-residents, whatever their legal status may be. And because the institutions haven't been adequately attending to those needs, groups like the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition and Intercambio are partnering to make sure that we can make those resources as available as possible at a time when the government is being increasingly hostile to the immigrant members of our community. And the urgency stands in the fact that people need to have their basic legal recognition affirmed by a document. They need to be able to buy insurance so they can drive legally. They need to be able to get to work on time. They need to be able to do anything that a normal citizen can do. And they have run up against a lot of obstacles in acquiring those licenses, so we're here to try and do something about that.
What are the requirements that you need in order to register, at least?
There's a standard variety of forms of documentation, a proof of residence in the state. People, the chief hurdle, I would say, is people need 2 years documentation through ITIN that they've been paying taxes on their income. So there are still some hurdles and some limits that make this license not available to all persons who are living here. And in addition to that, the bottlenecks in the institutional process mean that there's another limit, a double barrier on the people who can get those licenses. So in addition to the basic legal requirements, having everything in order with the DMV, your taxes documented, proof of your country of origins, legal certification, all those things together are the essentials for the license.
What happens if a person has doesn't have a license, you know, a driver's license, is driving, has a car accident? What happens to this person?
Well, there's a lot of things that can happen in that case, but none of them are as good as the way it could be if people could just easily have access to their licenses. If you get in an accident and because you don't have a license, you're ineligible for insurance, you don't have an incentive to be dragged into the hellish healthcare system and the liability, legal liability of accidents at a time when expenses and health and repairs present an egregious limit even to people who have their full legal rights. For the people who don't have those rights, it presents an even more distressing challenge.